America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It's great being here with you today. I have with us, of course, Colleen, our faithful office manager, and
behind the board, behind the mic person.
How are you doing, Colleen?
Doing well. And I see you have a lot of different articles there for our show today, so I'm hoping we can get to as many of those topics as possible. You're listening to Faith and Freedom, so if you want to join in the conversation, you can do that as well. It is 488-5299, 488-5299. And I always like to talk about the sponsor of the program. It is Alliance Legal Group, and Steve is the president and CEO of that company, Alliance Legal Group. They do a lot of different legal counsel for different issues, and in particular, they specialize in bankruptcy here in the Hampton Roads area. So if you want to find out more information about Alliance Legal Group and the work that they do, you can go to debtfreeva.com. It's www.debtfreeva.com and find out more information there.
And just a quick quick announcement that on today's program, that if you call in, that we will give you three free credit reports when you open up a file. So that if you want to call in today, the phone number is 488-5299. That's area code 757-488-5299. Or if you just want to go to the, if you don't want to actually be on the program, you just want to take advantage of the three free credit reports, it's, again, www.debtfreeva.com. And again, there's a chat box there, and a little chat box window will open, and you have an assistant that will schedule you an appointment for a free consultation. And again, when you open a file, which means basically that you put like whatever you want to put down, we don't really, as long as you open a file, that those three credit reports from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian are about a $45 value that you're going to get with your opening the file. So you put $50 down, you get your free credit reports, you got, or whatever you want to do, that the that will work with you as far as reviewing your credit with you, give you a copy of your credit reports, and you can get a better idea of where you stand, and that we can hopefully help you out as far as whatever the financial issues that you have. We have four offices in Hampton Roads, but a lot of the appointments, most of the appointments now are being done by phone conference, and if necessary, or if they're preferable, by Zoom meetings. And so that we'd love to have you give us a call, go to the web chat box on www.debtfreeva.com. That would help us just support this ministry and this program. And so with that being said, we're going to jump in to the articles that that we have today.
Very good. Well, what's our first topic?
Well, you know, how do we do this? I've got so many articles, like you said, and I guess, you know, we should do the biggest first, just because, and it's big in the sense that it's a new layer to the onion, I guess, is what when we peel back the onion layers, that the something happened over the last on Friday that kind of went undetected by most folks, but that it didn't go undetected by me and a lot of folks that are worried about government overreach. So with that being said, that the Tennessee governor, Bill Lee, and he's a Republican governor, signed Executive Order 83. It's one of these, you know, let's put the lockdown back on, you know, put the squeeze back down on Tennessee folks, but that there were some things in that order that were very concerning to a lot of people. Specifically, that this order provided, you know, a whole bunch of different sort of things. Like there's a real, you know, pandemic epidemic going on in Tennessee, which there isn't, which is kind of crazy. But it also authorized the National Guard and State Guard troops to implement as necessary this order. And of course, these are, you know, you talk about the National Guard, you got armed folks there. And they also authorized the government to begin preparing to build temporary isolation and quarantine encampments, I guess is the best way to call them.
Okay. Isolation areas or something? Or
well, yeah, that's a nice way to call them. Some people call quarantine. Them internment camps is what I think.
This is the state of Tennessee.
State of Tennessee.
Okay.
So let's just call it what it is. They, you know, internment camps for, you know, those qualified individuals that need to go there. Now, it doesn't say who's going to go there. It just says that, you know, let's start building these things and preparing to build these things. You can take a look on just put Executive Order 83 on your DuckDuckGo. You probably won't find it. It's kind of difficult to find if you put it on Google. But if you go to DuckDuckGo, you'll find it. And, of course, you'll see a whole bunch of other articles saying, you know, that they're going to arrest people, put them in jail, and this and that and the other. That might be a little bit overblown at this point because that doesn't say that. It says that they're going to have the National Guard help implement this, whatever this is, and that also that there's these internment camps for, you know, those folks that need to go into internment camps, which, you know, is just kind of, you know, kind of unusual. Second thing that the that was uncovered is that during 2020 that there the CDC that has this protocol that not many folks were aware of, setting up COVID camps to be set up on a nationwide basis for that to be prepared in every, you know, from a federal level, directing state level, health departments to, to prepare local, regional, and statewide facilities to house COVID, I guess, people that were high risk, I don't think it's talking about the people in the nursing homes to put them there. I think it's talking about those super spreaders, you know, those people like that aren't getting the vaccines and things of that nature. Just prepare it. So, again, that we don't know exactly what's going on, but there's these FEMA style sort of, you know, people would say concentration internment camps that are, you know, potentially on and of course, that's the folks that don't believe that the government's all on our side. But that it's something to keep an eye out for because National Guard enforced executive orders and these COVID camps being set up or being planned to be set up is something that seems way out of context with what we're actually seeing for the flu.
Right.
So I bring that up to you so you can do your own research. Remember, don't use Google because you'll never find anything. Use DuckDuckGo, but that you'll find plenty of stuff, and you make your own decision about what's going on. At least put it on your radar screen because, you know, this is certainly a direction that this thing could go where there's more and more authoritarian sort of. So I don't want to be alarmist, but that it's something to look at. You know, it's kind of weird that and this is a Republican governor in Tennessee, too.
You just need to take a note of things. I mean, I read a little bit somewhere, too, where they were just saying, obviously, the quarantine, you know, they want people to be able to stay in their houses when those things happen. Like, if you have COVID or your family does, you know, they've said this all along for the last year. Stay in your house. Don't go around other people. And obviously, that's more where people are more comfortable. So they do say to start there. But it is a little pause for thought when you start to think that they're going to set up things in neighborhoods or, you know, different things like that.
Local, regional, and statewide.
Yeah.
You know, they're planning, say, you know, this may be bigger than the local area. We might have to do a regional sort of plan. And you know, America doesn't have a great track record when it comes to internment camps. You know, we saw that, you know, back in a much more conservative world, back in World War II, you know, the Japanese internment camps across America. So it's not like it can't or won't or hasn't been done. That's very much something that we need to just be aware of that's going on. And, you know, that Epic Times is going to be the where a lot of these articles are going to come today from. That there was a great article, a great video. If you haven't subscribed to the Epic Times, I would strongly suggest it. A very conservative news organization. They have great videos. And one of the videos they had that I watched yesterday was a person that had substantial impact on creating the CDC regulations and rules was talking about, was being interviewed and was indicating that, taking a look at Sweden, none of the kids out there had masks during the entire time of the COVID. Perfect example. They had zero deaths in kids 0 to 15. They never wore masks. They never locked down. Zero deaths. In the United States, that apparently that 350 kids through high school died last year as far as what they said was COVID-19. That sounds like a lot, but that in a normal flu season, 200 to 1,000 kids would die during that period. Now, you don't want any kids to die, but you don't lock down and destroy the world like they did for this when it's less than the average flu season for kids. You know, and so that's the bottom line is, because there's a lot of other impacts that happen to, and this was a CDC doctor that basically was saying, this is crazy what they're doing. This is absolutely the worst disaster medical response to a medical problem that this country has ever done. It's way out of, and the collateral damage to kids not going to school, to being traumatized, which is all intended and to impact them, to have them fearful and controlled, is absolutely, they don't take a look at that. There's going to be tremendous collateral impact to those folks that, were locked down during the last year, that didn't go to this is what they were talking about, get checked up for their medical condition, for their heart condition, for their cancer condition, all this sort of stuff. We're going to see a year, 2 year, three down the road that they're going to have, not to mention the drug dependency that occurred during this period of time, or the suicides and all this sort of stuff. Just the worst possible way to respond to this, and doesn't even look like it's as bad as the flu in many circumstances. We have a caller on the line. It's Tony from Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, it's from Prescott, Arizona today, I think. Tony, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's good to have you on the air today. What's on your mind?
Oh, just calling on the topic you're talking about, the internment camps and the policies that push them forward. If you'd have came to me, I'd have came to you a year and a half ago and said, hey, they're talking about internment camps, would have been, well, that's kind of a conspiracy. I heard about that. I've read those articles. It would have been kind of a conspiracy theology process thinking. Here we are today. We're in the reality of it. And the one thing I want to make sure people grasp a hold of is we're in an accelerated time of this. Things are happening faster and faster and faster. They're pushing the envelope quicker and quicker. So where we are today, what's going to be like a year from now? Or 6 months from now, what are we going to be dealing with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you'd have said internment camps a year and a half ago before the pandemic, I think I remember Jesse Ventura was on a program saying that they got all these FEMA camps all around the United States, and people saying, well, that's just a conspiracy theory. They'll never use those and things of that nature, but We have documentation from the CDC saying, individual states need to use these FEMA camps for the specific purposes that might be useful, and certainly that, I've read commentators and things of that nature saying that, as this vaccine passport becomes more and more, and I got some more information on that once we get to it, becomes the norm, especially, since they're rushing through the FDA, just going to go ahead and approve it, say, oh, yeah, that's great stuff, that the vaccine passport is going to be here before you know it, and that you're going to be driving down the road, and you're not going to have your vaccine passport papers, and they're going to say, you're a super spreader. We need to get you off the road here until we can figure out what's going on. So, who knows what's happening, but things are happening much faster than we could ever possibly imagine. You're right about that.
Yeah, and you're talking about the vaccine passport. That the whole concept of what's going on is so far outside my logical wheelhouse. I mean, you got a disease that's 99% recoverable. You got a disease that's killing less people than other common diseases right now, they're proving. But all of a sudden, we have to be protected from this disease with a vaccine that's killing people.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a little bit odd, and that's the direction we're heading. Like, logic is no longer around. We're just, whatever I say you need to do, you need to do, and don't argue with me.
Well, absolutely.
That's kind of
concerning. And really, the science is out the window. We've heard that from many, many doctors, that science is out the window. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense that the entire time it hasn't made any sense that, you know, why would you get a, first of all, you know, where the China virus came from, we know it didn't come from a wet market, but that, you know, that the bottom line is that we know that it came from, a weaponized gain of function lab that was funded by the NIH, which Fauci was completely aware of and participating in. So we know that the whole narrative of this thing is one that we've been lied to as we went through the process, and that once we get to the point of whether masks work, that they seem completely that they don't work. If you try to put any information out that they do, they don't work, then you get censored. Why would you even use a mask for something that is, you know, that it doesn't work, and that obviously people got sick and that there was illness, but then, you know, that ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine regime worked therapeutically, actually worked to get rid of the stuff on a tremendous basis, but you outlaw that stuff and you don't let that occur. And then you put an emergency vaccine that, you know, we've seen lots and lots of evidence and all over the board as far as how bad it is for you. And then say that it works and say that, you know, first it'll mm-hmm. stop you from getting sick. And then you say, well, no, it won't stop you from getting sick. We never said that. Of course you did. But that it'll stop you from dying. But we weren't going to die anyhow, because this is 99.995% people don't die from sort of flu.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but that, you know, they're ramping up the vaccine mandates across the nation. You know, I have an article. Well, you go ahead. I don't want to keep talking, but that's what's going on.
Yeah, well, it's the fact that what are we as people going to say, okay, this is okay. And at some point, we've got to say our God-given right, you can't do that. This is not in our wheelhouse of law. You can't do it, and we got to push back. But no one's doing that yet. Everyone should be screaming right now because of what's been said so far. They've actually come out and said, the first test we had didn't work. We knew it didn't work. We kind of hoped it would work, but it didn't work. So it gave a bunch of false positives, so everyone was COVID-infected. Well, we're sorry about that. The vaccines don't work. We hoped they'd work. We thought they'd work, but now they're killing people. We're sorry about that. Well, what's next? At some point, you got to say, you guys aren't very good at what you're doing. We can't trust you at all.
Yeah, no, they definitely can't be trusted. That the level of misrepresentation. I actually heard, you know, again, just a, I read both sides, and that even the pro-vaccination people say that, you know, this mandate thing, which most of the pro-vaccination people say, the doctors say that they have set back the vaccination movement. 50 years, because that between lying and not allowing information, informed consent to occur, and requiring people to have something done to them they don't want to have done, there is so much suspicion and fear that's been generated by this crazy sort of, and the reason there's fear and the reason that there's reluctance for the people to take it, that the bottom line is that these people don't seem honest and they don't seem to have your best interest in mind. So why would you take it? Because you can't trust them, you know, and that, mm-hmm. and so that's on their side. From my side, I'm saying absolutely you can't trust them. They got very likely a very bad intent, because this whole thing has a beginning that is questionable. It happens just before the, you know, in March, they start saying, no, we're going to have to start doing mail-in ballots, you know, that, you know, for 9 months from now that we're going to have to do mail-in ballots and we're going to have to go ahead and open up the election process. We know that part of the whole reason that this virus even occurred was because that they wanted to, you know, fix the election. And so we know that. And so, but it's so much more than just fixing the election. It's so much more than just control and fear that's caused by the mask, and so much more than even causing the vaccine, which causes the vaccine passports, which cause the control element that they want to have. There's a lot. There's a whole bunch. Like we talked about the onion. There's so much to unpack on this, and it's just people are starting to get it, I think, a little bit, I hope.
Yeah. Well, you realize what's happening now is for the first time, America is not going to be the bastion of hope, the bastion of freedom that we always were. And now you're seeing other things happen around, like ISIS right now, the Taliban is taking back over Afghanistan. We spent years there doing it. All the things that we've done well are being pushed back on. We're heading down a road where we have to really recoup ourselves. And you're saying you have some other information. What else do you have?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and jump into that. Let me go ahead and pay for one of our bills here that Colleen.
You're listening to Faith and Freedom. And, of course, it's a great conversation about what's happening in our lives today, in our communities, in our world. And so it's being brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads. And they're doing great work there in our community. If you'd like to get in touch with them, you can go to debtfreeva.com. It's www.debtfreeva.com. And there's a chat box there. They have a free consultation for you as well. And then, like Steve mentioned at the top of the show, if you'd like to get some credit reports for free, you can contact us either here through the station during the show today at 488-5299 or go to that chat box at debtfreeva.com and go on there as well and find out more. He can help you out, especially as you need some information regarding your financial situation.
All right. So,
go ahead.
So Tony.
Tony dropped off.
Tony, we lost Tony. So let me. I've got five articles. We got about 7 minutes. We're going to try to get them all in very quickly. So the first article that I see is House Democrats block bipartisan bill declassifying COVID-19 origins. And what that means is basically they got a lot of information about where this thing came from, and it is the CCP virus, and that the Democrats don't want people to know that they don't want that declassified. And so the House Democrats blocked consideration of legislation that would require the director of the director of National Intelligence to declassify information related to the COVID-19 pandemic, and specifically the role that the Wuhan Institute of Virology played in that race. So the Republicans know something that they'd like to get out, and the Democrats says, no, I don't want this information to go out. Mm-hmm. And so it says that the House Democrats' action came as CCP officials said they would not comply with the second World Health Organization probe into the pandemic's origin. Now, the only time when I have people trying to hide information as a lawyer is because that there's something that they don't want people to find out. Mm. And so that's part of the whole issue there. So that's part of the reason we don't trust what's going on. Where's the transparency? You know, let us know what's going on. Where's this thing coming from? So second article, let's take a look at this one right here. That the this is effectiveness of some COVID-19 vaccines has dropped significantly. This is August 12th from the Epoch Times. And the effectiveness of the two most widely known or used COVID-19, Moderna and Pfizer, which were highly effective in preventing transmission of the CCP, now are not very effective, apparently, and that the efficacy of Moderna's jab dropped 76% in July, with Pfizer's plummeting to 42%. And so, you know, you hear them changing their narrative on that, oh, no, it won't prevent you from getting the vaccine. It'll just help you from not getting really sick.
Mm-hmm. And then they were supposed to put into effect, I think, today regarding approval of booster shots there for, they're mentioning first like the immune compromised and those kind of things as well. So, and, you know, I heard different things like, oh, it's a 6 month anyway and you'll need another.
As opposed to people that have the broad based immunity of actually the immunity that's caused by actually getting the virus. We don't even know if it's, you say, I got the COVID-19 virus. You don't know whether you got the COVID-19. The PCR test that you took has already been determined to be not reliable. So we don't, like I said, last year that we had no flu season, basically.
Hard to know for sure.
Exactly. And so that the coronavirus is what the flu is. And so that you had some sort of, and so that, but whatever the companies reported, waning effectiveness of the vaccines against transition with Moderna dropping to 93% after 6 months and declining to 84% effectiveness. But anyhow, that they're saying that, you need more booster shots if you actually want to to be protected. And that's going to go on and on and on. So you have like lots and lots of booster shots probably. Okay, two mandate requirement places. Education Secretary favors mandate and CCP virus vaccine for teachers. Mm-hmm. So that's our education Secretary Miguel Cardona, that he's in favor of requiring all teachers to get the jab. You can't even call it a vaccine because it's not even a vaccine. It's a some sort of shot, an experimental drug they're going to stick into you that has unknown long-term effects. HHS becomes latest federal agency to mandate COVID-19 vaccine for workers. And so Department of Health and Human Services says, let's give them the jab. You know, you can't go to work unless you get tested. And the list of the staff who must get vaccinated includes not only employees, but contractors. So it's not just people working there, contractors, trainees, volunteers, you know, everybody. They want everybody to get the shot, the experimental shot. We're only down to a couple minutes. I'm only going to be able to touch on one or two more, and I think we'll probably end this one. And this is just, this has nothing to do with the vaccine, has nothing to do with the internment camps. This has to do with Virginia, Loudoun County, which is a hotbed of craziness going there. And so this is today's article. It says, parents ignored by pro-transgender policy adoption in Loudoun County. And so Loudoun County, we saw, did you see that interview where the teacher quit? Because she said, I'm just done having the the critical race theory crammed down our throats. They said, oh, no, we don't cram it down your throat. It's just, you know, that in the meetings they say, you need to own your whiteness, you know, that you need to understand that we've had systemic racism and, you know, all this sort of stuff that are just the communist way of saying that we want you to destroy everything about this country that you live in. And so it says, we're down to 1 minute. And so it basically says that the board on August 11 approved a pro-transgender policy requiring staff to address students with their preferred pronouns and allow transgender students access to bathrooms and lockers according to their self-identified gender. So boys go into girls' bathroom, girls go into, I don't know where they go, but that it's not safe for them to be there. And then require everybody to use, you know, not male or female, just whatever, you know, that it, them, something. They who knows? We're not going to use that. Folks, you need to pray for this country. You need to pray for, again, that we always finish off just saying that the only way you can have peace in this world is through a relationship with Jesus Christ. This country, it's not a question of whether it's going to fall, that we have fallen, that there is and there has been a takeover since the election that was stolen last year, a communist influence that has permeated this country. The elections, we have no integrity as far as what's going to happen down the road. But we do have one thing, that if you have a relationship with Jesus, that you know that he is in control. And all this is happening for a reason. And it's a reason that he knows and that we need to be close with him so that we can get through this with peace. Folks, I don't know how encouraging that is, but it should be very encouraging because he's in control, and if you've got a relationship with him, you're going to be okay. God bless you, that we're going to sign off for now, that it's great talking to you again. We look forward to talking to you, I guess, next Tuesday at 12:30. Keep us in prayer, and God bless you. Take care.
I've been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.